Abraham casts out Ishmael. Which son are you? Genesis 21:10. Wherefore she said unto him, Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. Sarah comes to Abraham and tells him to cast out this bondwoman and her son. Now this is very grievous to Abraham, who no doubt loved his son and cared for the mother of his son. But nevertheless Sarah grieved him with her words. Sarah was right. The bondwoman was not heir with her son. Neither can those in bondage be heir with those who are the glorious sons of liberty. Ishmael grew up in Abraham's house. He was Abraham's child after the flesh. But he was not the heir of the promise. And there is a difference in the two sons. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. The gender of those under the law is bondage. Those who seek to obey the law for their own righteousness are under bondage to that law. That son is not free. Though they know there is a God of the Bible, the law of that God puts them into bondage. They see every precept, they see everything after a legal manner. So then all the ordinances of Christ they can receive with no pleasure. They must needs be in bondage to them. To go to the church is to be in bondage. To stay from sin is bondage. To obey and follow the law is oppressive and in bondage. Many sons of Abraham fall out of the church, run away, leave, escape, and believe that it is all bondage. They have no joy in serving the Lord Jesus because they are under the law. They must keep all the commandments and go about their own righteousness, and not the righteousness of Christ Jesus the Lord. They are under the fiery law of Mount Sinai. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem which is above, which is the heavenly Jerusalem, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the desolate hath many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. So Hagar's son Ishmael persecuted Isaac, mocked him, made fun of him, laughed at him. And those that are under the law do the same. Look at Islam and those other countries, and even Judaism, which is under the law, under a perverted version even of the law. Look at them, how much bondage they are in, how cruel the women are treated, how cruel people are treated under Islam, because it is a fiery judgment. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. So then, if you are freed by the promise of Christ and not the law, but if we seek justification by the law, then we are in bondage, and like Hagar, we are vainly religious after the flesh. We would be sons of Abraham after the flesh. For if justification in Christ alone is sought, then we are the glorious sons of liberty. We are those sons of liberty. Which son are you? The son of the promise, or the son of bondage? Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are, justified by the law. Of you who are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Paul is not saying they have fell from grace. He is saying that if you were justified by Christ and now you seek it from the law, seek it not. You've forgotten you were purged from your old sins. So then, justified freely by his grace, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the sons of liberty through Christ.